And so we're privileged this morning, really, to have our brother break the word down for us. So we're going to pray for him right now and ask God to use him and to challenge us this morning. So bow your heads, lift up your hands as we pray for Ray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for our brother, and we thank you for the word that you have laid upon his heart. We thank you, Lord, that you have anointed him even for this time. And Father, we thank you for what he's even battled through to bring forth your word today. Now, Father, we pray that our hearts are ready to receive it and to act upon it. Lord, let your anointing be upon him in a mighty way. We just ask and we in the mighty name of Jesus. And we all said, amen.
Amen. Well, you know, first of all, I am humbled, and I thank God for the opportunity and the pastors and the leadership of this church to have me come up here and share what God has put in my heart with you. As Pastor Don said, I spoke to Roger, I think, the week before, and I said, Roger, if you want to go play some golf, I'm good this week. And I got nothing really going on, you know, other than work on my teaching, but, you know, I should be okay. Well, then, Sunday night, I opened up my emails, and I got all these emails of reports that are due by this Tuesday. And I mean, and I'm talking about numbers that I have to check and data that I have to look at and all this information I have to look at and have all these reports done prior to Tuesday. And half of the stuff, I had no idea what it was. So I'm going like, oh my gosh, you got to be kidding me. You know, when Bob and Pastor Don and Pastor John says, you know, you got to look out, be careful. Like, this quick? It's this fast? But anyways, I said, okay. So I started getting into it. And you know, to make a long story short, I kept praying out and praying out it. And then on Wednesday, I call a young lady that's supposed to, you know, help me with this information. And I called her up. I said, look, I don't have an idea of what this is about. She goes, oh, Ray, don't worry about it. All that information is actually wrong. All those numbers are wrong, so you don't have to worry about it till next week. So I said, you know how the power of prayer? You know, God saw that I was yanking my hair out, not that I have that much of it. But God saw that I needed him real bad. Amen? But I want to share what God put in my heart this morning. And what God put in my heart is these words that it says, don't give up. Don't give up. And the first one first verse I want to talk about is in Philippians 4:13. And it says this, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Now this whole week, I needed him bad. I needed him. When I mean, we all know who him is, Jesus Christ, right? I needed him real bad because it's like, I've never done this. I've taught in classes, but it's a little bit different when you got the congregation and you have, you know, all the leadership and elders of the church, you know, in front of you. And I want to show a quick, small video. If we can pop that up. And I want you to pay close attention to this video. Okay? And I showed this at one time before, but I want you to watch this video real quick.
The 600-meter underway. Heather Donald in Minnesota finished second this event a year ago. She was in lane four.
And Dornan is probably going to be your favorite. She actually won the NCAA championships in 2006 in the 800, but she only won one Big Ten championship in the 2 years.
Three laps in this event, 600 meters, three times around the 200-meter track here at the Field House.
What a bold move by Fallon. She's looking very confident, and the Penn State runner is just running amazing today. She did win her heat in the 400, but ended up taking fourth overall.
That's Fondor moving into the lead, a sophomore from Penn State. Dornadin running second.
Dornadin last year scored 23 points for the Golden Gophers in their Big Ten championship. So they're really relying on getting a lot of points from her this weekend. And she's just coming by the front door now in the home stretch, heading into the bell lap.
Dornadin falling down, gets up quickly, but that's going to cost her. Lucky she wasn't injured.
Her teammate just went to the front, though, so they may be able to recover from that. And Dornadin is flying down the back stretch.
She is catching up.
She is going to catch Fondor, and she may catch the leader.
Wow.
But she's got fun.
This is a gutsy effort by Dornadin. Can't she pull it off? She's moving to third. Dornadin coming down the stretch from the outside. Dornadin coming out strong.
That is amazing. To fall in a 600, I mean, this is basically a sprint. I mean, this is an extended 400, basically. To fall with 200 meters to go and get up and win, that is unbelievable.
She didn't give up. She fell to her face, got up, and kept running. See, in our walk, there's a lot of times that we'll fall. And we stumble and fall. And a lot of times we get up and say, that's it. You know, I can't continue no more. Or this is too hard. Or I don't know what to do. And we give up. She didn't give up. She was scheduled to win the race. Everybody thought she's going to win it. But nobody anticipated she was going to fall with still 200 yards to go, or meters to go. 200. She falls down, she gets up, and takes off again. She doesn't stop to say, oh, wow, look, they're way up there now. I'm not going to catch up to them. She gets up and keeps going. And I love the announcers. They really got into it. Let me ask you this. How many people thought here for a split second that she was done? Right? Yeah. She falls. Everybody like, oh, that's it. She's done. You know what? A lot of times the world says that about us too. Oh, look at him. He fell. He's done. No. You get up and you keep going like she did. And the announcers got into it. And when they saw that she was catching up to the person that was last, they're like, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. She can win this. And she keeps going. She catches up to the other person. Now the announcers are into it. Wait a minute. She might just do this. And she keeps going. And keeps going. She wins the race. 2 Chronicles 15:7 says this. But as for you, be strong and do not give up. For your work will be rewarded. See, her work was not giving up, and her reward was she got a trophy, or she got the medal. For us, it's eternal life. I mean, if we don't give up, we have eternal life. Oh, I can tell you there's plenty of times where it was so hard, and you know, years ago, I gave up. I used to be in church years and years ago, and I gave up. I let myself be influenced by other things in the world. And simple things kept popping up, and I just kept giving up. And I said, that's it, I'm done, I'm throwing in the towel. And I gave up. But it says here that, as for you, be strong and do not give up. You have to stay strong. Oh, I can tell you that the world out there has so many things to try and get you away from being strong. It tries to knock you down at the knees. And you take a step forward and the enemy wants to attack you, and you take a step back and you go like, what's going on? Why is this happening? What can I do? Seek God. Seek the Lord. Get in prayer. Is it easy to get into prayer when things are going so hard? No, not really. But you have to do that. 2 Timothy says this. It's in chapter 1, verse 7. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. I love that word, power. For the Spirit of God does not give us or make us timid, but it gives us power. See, so when it's time that you think you want to give up because things are getting difficult, and it could be anything. It could be a family member that's giving you a hard time. Lord, do I give up praying for him? He or she's not changing. It's not up to us to change him. You can't change a person. God can change the person. How many of us here, sometimes family members were giving us advice trying to change us? I know I had a whole bunch of them. But only God can change us. And it says here, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. You know, God died for us because he loved us. He sent his only son because he loves us. He proved that. So if he did that for me, if he sent his only son for me, why do I want to give up? He gave his only son, the only precious thing that he had for me, for us, for you. Why give up? It's so easy for people to just say, that's it, I'm done. Sometimes for something so simple. Somebody looked at them the wrong way that day. Maybe that day that person had something in their eye and they were just pulling on their eye, and when they looked at you, right? Oh. I don't like the way Brother Redwood looked at me that one day. He gave me this look that one day. Well, Brother Red was trying to get something out of his eye. I read this right here. It's in John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, we all heard this, in this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. In this world you will have trouble. Who here has not had trouble? Give me that recipe. Because I can guarantee you, there's times when you get up in the morning and you just get up and take two steps into the kitchen, the phone rings or something happens, and you're like, I just got up. So much going on. I just literally got up. How can so much stuff happen in such short time? Well, it can. I got on my notes here. It says, you're not the only one. Paul writes, five different times the Jewish leaders gave me 39 lashes. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. And I spent the whole day adrift at sea. That's just a little part of what happens to him. Everybody knows the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. All three men thrown in the fiery furnace by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. It says, if you bow down to what I want you to believe in, you'll be okay. If not, I'm going to throw you into this furnace. How many of us would have said, okay, throw me in there? But they say, you know what? God is going to take care of us. He's going to be there with us. And if he doesn't, we're still going to praise God. We're still going to give God the glory. We're not going to give up. We're not going to let the enemy take care of us. We're going to claim victory, and that fire is not going to touch us. And they were thrown in there. Read the story. They didn't give up. Some people will say, well, wait a minute, this is getting a little tough now. I'm going to be thrown in this furnace. Well, you know what? What is it you want me to do? And sadly, a lot of people do that. When the time gets difficult, they give in. We see that in politics all the time. And sadly, in some churches, that happens too. They just give up. They start giving in to things that are not godly, just so the sake of the church can just keep growing, not in a spiritual way, but in numbers. Everybody knows the story of Job, who lost, everything. And everyone on here, he didn't give up. And we all know the story about Job. We all read it. Wealthy. Right? And God allowed something to happen in his life. And he didn't give up. Though he had people saying, give up. Family member, give up. Sometimes we got family members. Why are you going to church so many times? For all my, for those that were Pentecostals, know what I'm talking about? How many times we go to church? 5 or 6 days a week. 5 or 6 days a week. Twice on Sundays. Right? Twice on Sundays. And we get people to say, why do you go to church so much? What is it about going to church? Well, I have fellowship with my brothers and sisters. You do? Yeah. We have a good time. You do? Yeah. We sing songs. We play games. We have fun. You do? Yes, we do. We love each other. We're there for each other. You are? Yes. That's what a church does. We're there for each other because we care for each other. So when somebody within the church or somebody that we hear about decides to throw in the towel, that hurts. I don't know about you, but that hurts when somebody says, that's it, I'm throwing in the towel, I'm quitting. I'm not going to continue this. That should hurt your man's spirit. Because we care about that person. We don't want them to just leave. Hey, look, if God placed them in another church or somewhere else, right, and they were blessed and everybody knows about it and the pastors send them out, praise God. But it's when they just take off on their own. They gave up. They got a little too hard, got a little too difficult. And they said, I've had enough. I wrote this down, and I already had what I wanted to share about. I had it all done, and I woke up, like at 7 o'clock in the morning, Sunday. And God put this in my heart. Don't know why. God put this in my heart. And I says, it's like a knife. A knife is just a piece of metal. It looks pretty on the outside, but it has no use until it gets this sharp edge. Now that's a weapon that can cut. You know, how many churches have pretty knives? You know, these samurai swords, you know, they put so much work into it. A lot of work into the samurai swords. And details on them. The details on some of these swords are intricate. But it's not really a samurai sword until it gets its sharp edge. See, that's us. You know, we can just be a pretty sword, right? Or we can have a sharp edge. Now, who gives us that sharp edge? Jesus Christ. Right? Iron sharpens iron, right? We can't give up. You know, because, and I put on here, you know, what's the alternative? I can tell you this from my personal life. When I gave up, at one point I had a nice sport car, had a good job, a lot of friends, everything was going good. So I thought, right? And then God says, really? I gave you the things that you have. So he took them. Took everything I had. Lost the job, lost the car, lost everything. For a while, I ended up living with my two brothers. Lived in one house for a while, then went to my other brothers for a while. Now, thank God, I got brothers that, you know, are loving and, you know, open their doors. You know, but that was because I gave up. So spiritually, I was dead. That's the alternative. You know, if you decide you want to give up, what's going to happen is spiritually, you're going to die. If you give up spiritually, you can die. Because now you're not doing the things that God wants you to do. So now you're doing the things that are some of the things that the enemy wants you to do. So now you're not focusing on godly things. Now you're focusing on other things that are not godly. And I tell you what, once I took that one path and I just coined, it was a disaster. One thing led to another, led to another, led to another. Why? Because I gave up. God's telling us, don't give up. We serve a mighty and powerful God. You want help? God, I need help. You want an answer to a prayer? God, I need an answer to this. Sometimes we want to give up. Lord, I can't change her. I can't change her. You can't. Don't give up praying for him. Don't give up praying for her. For your kids, don't give up praying for your kids. For your job, I need a job. Keep praying. Lord, I need a job. God knows I know I got one for you. Just be patient. Keep that line of communication going between you and I. That's key. That fellowship, that communication with God. He's the answer. He can give you the answer. Right? He's our provider. When you need something, God, this is what I need. I know what you need. I know exactly what you need. And I have it for you. But I want you to do this first. God, it's hard. I know it's hard. But I have a crown for you. I have a place for you. I have blessings for you. Don't give up. I'm here. When it's getting difficult, God, I'm here. It's so easy to give up. But I'm telling you, don't give up. When your friends are saying, give up. Why do you keep going to church? Nobody cares. That's a lie. That's a lie of the devil. I got people in the church that care for me. Why do you go to church so much? Because I love it. Because I love going to church. Because I get to fellowship with my brothers and sisters. Because I get to know who God is. Because I'm being taught the word of God. Don't give up. Psalms 147:5 says this. It says, great is our Lord and mighty in power. Oh, what a way to start a verse. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. Job 9:4 says this. For God is so wise and so mighty. We have the greatest warrior on our side. Oh, he's there every single day. Every single day. I will never leave you, nor I forsake you. It says, when you call on me, I will be there. Knock at the door and the door will open. Call on my name. He is a mighty and powerful God. So when those thoughts come to mind about giving up, that's a lie of the enemy. I'm not going to give up. God gave me promise that he'd never leave me nor forsake me. So you know what? I'm not going to leave him. I'm going to stand right here. I'm going to fight. Just like we fight for our kids. Right? What happens when somebody tries to go away with one of your kids? Oh, brother and sister. Right? Oh, my mother. Oof. You guys heard stories about my mom. Somebody wanted to go with one of our kids. My mom, him. Just Hit him. I had my mom in my corner. Oh, yeah, she was about this big. Right? And we used to get picked on. So my mom be out there like, hit him. Just, ooh. And I look back, I'm like, you want me? Hit him. That was my mom. My brother still, she was big. My mom was tough. My daughter knows. They called my daughter Julia. That was my mom's name because she has that same, my daughter has that same energy as my mom did. Yeah, so they call her Julia. Right? You know, but those, when those times come, and it's like, you know, and that was good, you know, because I look back and my mom was right there. I got you, son. That's how God is. You know, when we got those fights, those struggles, right? God said, I got you. I got you. I'm right here. Don't worry about it. I got your back, son. I got your back, daughter. Don't give up. Don't worry about him or her. Oh, I got all this. I'll take care of him or her. I will take care of your problems. Don't give up. Don't give in. Right? We got the greatest warrior on our side. He never loses. Never, never loses. Doesn't matter how big they are or think they are, he never loses a battle. So you got God that never loses. You got somebody in your corner that never loses. Can you imagine that? Look back and like, oh, you're in trouble. He never lost a fight yet. And never will. So when the enemy comes to attack us, you know what? Thank you for reminding me. I got to call my backup. When the enemy is attacking, thank you for reminding me that I got to get more prayer. I got to get into the word because I need some strong backup. I need God on my side because I can't do this on my own. So you're in trouble. I'm getting my bouncer. He's big and powerful. He can take all you guys at one time. Just by a breath. Just by whispering it. That's the kind of God we serve. That's what we have in our corner. So why give up? Don't know why. Is it going to get hard? Word says it is. You're going to have some tough times. That's guaranteed. But when those tough times come, that's when you make that phone call to heaven. Lord, yeah, son, I was waiting for your call. When am I going to catch him off guard? He's waiting for the call. Says, Lord, I'm in trouble. I know. I've been waiting for your call. I got you. Don't worry about it. Sit down. Have a seat. Listen to some praise and worship. I'm going to take care of this little problem for you. Next day, you come out like, whoo, that was easy. For me, it was hard. For the Lord, it was nothing. I'll finish up with this last verse right here. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 to 31. This is powerful. And I love this scripture. It says, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is everlasting God. He is the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or worry. And his understanding, no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. That's the Lord we serve. So when we're weak, we go to him. He makes us stronger. He gives us strength. He gives us confidence. He gives us courage. He gives us boldness. He gives us the gloves to go swinging. He doesn't say go running back. You got to be like David. That guy, that big giant, watch this. He went running at him. So when the enemy wants to attack you, go right at him. but not by yourself. Take your bodyguard with you. Says, Lord, I need you to take care of this. Because I don't want to give up. I don't want to give in. This is hard. And I said, son, I love you so much. So much. I'm going to help you with this. So when those times come again, when a family member is going the way he or she doesn't, but you don't want them to go, pray for him. Pray for her. Your job situation, pray. You don't give up. When the enemy is attacking, don't give up. You go to your knees and you start praying. And you hit him with everything that God gives you. With everything that God gives you. You know, I know that Pastor Don one time taught about Roberto Ron, no mas. Christians don't say no mas. When we got God with us, we say, come on with it. Come on with it. I got God that's on my side. I'm not going to give up. I'm not giving up. The alternative is terrible. I want to live with God. I want to live in His presence. I want to feel His presence. I want to go against the enemy with all my gloves and go swinging. Because God loves every single one of us. Every single one of us. And you know what? And He's there for every single one of us. For every situation in your life, God is there. When you think it's time to give up, don't give up. Fight. You got to fight. Like I mentioned before, you know, when my friends or some people will call friends want to attack me, my mom said, you don't give up. You fight, son. You're a strong person. You fight. When somebody wanted to attack one of my mom's kids, my mom fought. Just like any of us would when somebody wants to attack one of our kids. And God loves us. He calls us His children. So when somebody wants to attack you, guess what? He's right on it. God's right on it. Because He loves every single one of us. He wants every single one of us to continue the fight. And I wrote on my notes, you know, this race is not a sprint, it's a marathon. You're not going to do it in just one day. But you know what? Just like that runner, she fell. At one point or another, we're going to fall. But we get back up, dust off our knees. She didn't even do that. She just got up and took off. When that happens, get up. Get up and keep running. Get up and keep praying. Get up and keep reading that word. Pick up all those. Those are gloves. That's your left and your right hook. That's the Bible, the Word of God, prayer. Is it going to be easy? No. But you know what? God has gave us a promise that He will never, ever, ever leave you. Amen? Amen. That's all I have. Thank you very much. Woo! Praise God. Can I have the prayer team come up, please? Can you play that that one song if you can, please, if you got it cued? Have the prayer team come up. And as the prayer team comes up, if there come times where, you know, the enemy is attacking you and you've had those thoughts about, you know what, this is hard. It's difficult. I don't know if I can continue. Come up for prayer. And on the song right here is open up the floodgates of heaven. Sing out. And how appropriate it's actually raining outside. Right? You know, ask God to open those floodgates of heaven. And when those times of difficulty comes, when you think you want to give up, I encourage you, do not give up. And if there's anything you need prayer for, come on up. Say, God, open up those floodgates of heaven. Pour your love into me. Give me that strength, that courage to continue to go forward. So when the enemy is attacking, I don't give in. I can fight. I can fight, Lord, because I know that one day I'll get to see you. One day I'll get to see God face to face and have all the blessings that He has for us. Amen. All right, well, let's just go ahead and close in prayer. Dear Lord, I just thank you, Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, I thank you for the blessing that you've bestowed upon us, dear Lord, and I thank you, Heavenly Father, for this opportunity to get to share your word, dear Lord. Dear God, I bless every single person here, dear Lord, and I just pray that your anointing be upon us, dear Lord. We also pray for all the snacks. We pray that the rest of the day we have a safe day, a blessed day, dear Lord. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. There's coffee and donuts upstairs if you want. Again, if you want prayer, come on up for prayer.
His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all peoples will see his glory. Oh, we want to see your glory, God. Oh, God, we want to see your glory. You want to see his glory? Lift your voices. Lift your hands. We want to see your glory, God. Oh, send out your power. Oh, God, send your glory. We want to see you move in our generations, oh, God. Come and move, God. Come and move amongst us. We want to see your power. We want to see your glory. Oh, God, we love you. Oh, God, rain on us. Rain on us, oh, God. Rain on us, oh, God. Rain, rain, rain.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven.
distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and